How We Made Your Mother is a rewatch podcast that looks back episode by episode at the hit TV show How I Met Your Mother. It's hosted by me, Josh Radner, along with series co-creator and my friend Craig Thomas.
Follow How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.
What's up, everybody? Welcome to Kramer and Jess Uncensored. I don't have the Tom disclaimer today.
Oh, crap.
I know.
Ask him, though.
Well, we asked him, and he said he'd do it. But
at least he knows.
It's fine.
It's a very busy week for him, to be honest. Like, I didn't expect him to get it done.
There's a lot going on. What I did, though, was we talked to him on, Thursday before the holiday, and then I purposely scheduled an email to go to him on Tuesday, because nobody wants to do anything on Monday, right? Like, it's just not a thing. Mm-hmm. So we scheduled a email to go to him on Tuesday, and then I haven't heard anything back about it. So in Tom fashion, we'll get it. We were actually laughing. We got new imaging for the show, which imaging is the stuff that runs in between the songs, like the Kramer and Jess. Pew, 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 pew. We haven't had new imaging for the show since we started.
Yeah, that's very true. So our imaging is like, 5 years old? Yeah.
Most shows update it quarterly.
I mean, I'm not shocked. It took me like a full year to get like one more sleep chant. So I'm not shocked at all.
We were joking that the imaging was still like Kramer and Jess. They just got off the plane from California.
It's like so outdated.
So outdated.
It's like, here comes Kramer's dog, Kiki. Hey, Kiki. Like, dead. You know what I mean? Like,
Jess is a single lady.
Could you imagine?
All the single ladies, all this. I mean, just
could
like,
you imagine like Garage Boy listing like Jess is like fiance. He's like, what the
yeah,
fuck?
Yeah, exactly.
All mad.
Hope Kramer doesn't get jumped one day. Like, ooh, okay, gotta update that one.
And here's Stone.
I know, that's the worst.
No, that makes me sad. I'm like, bestie.
I'll throw it back even further. That here comes our producer, Alex. Remember Alex?
Oh yeah, Alex.
Can you name all of our producers? I bet.
Alex, Alan, and Hassan, Stone, and Charlotte, and Stephanie.
You guys should rank us Dance Moms pyramid style. You guys.
I could do it.
I could rank.
I could rank our best.
I could rank.
Well, Charlotte's at the bottom, so that's easy.
Obviously.
who's been our best one, you think, honestly?
Charlotte, top for sure.
It's been the best?
For me personally, it's going to go...
I'm going to get my feelings hurt.
And also too, like, mind you, before we get into this
you asked for this.
This is all fun and games.
This is what you wanted.
This is all fun and games, and I think that every single person that we've had is extremely different and thrives
That's
in
true.
Different ways mm-hmm. and in different areas. I think that's the thing. Like, there are like certain people were better at certain things and like vice versa.
100%.
And I think that every single one of them brought something different and important to the show during that time. But I do think it makes sense that like where we finally ended up is Charlotte. I think that makes the most sense for the show and like just who we are. But my top would be Charlotte.
Yay.
My second would be Hassan.
Oh, wow.
And my third is Stony. And
damn.
My fourth is Alan. And last is Stephanie. And the reason being...
Wait, what about Alex?
Oh, well, I guess bottom would be Alex because we had the least time with him.
I know. Alex worked with... He was our very first one. And he was during
Alan,
the pandemic.
Also,
he like never came in.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah. Like Alan... Because there's so many factors that go into this. Like Alan... would be higher, but like he was remote.
I know.
So I wish that Alan was in studio. That would have been so much fun.
I
like I love Alan so much and like still love him down to this day. But I feel
he only
like
worked half shift
I've never
too.
Even heard the name Alan. I'm like, who is this new character?
Yeah. Alan is like literally like he worked in the building. He was so important to the Aww. Building, like in general. He's still just such a good friend and like massive supporter of the show to this day.
That's sweet.
And he
he's listening to this, by the way. I'm sure he is. So hi, Alan.
And he's on he works for 98 Rock right now. He's on air over there.
Oh, cool.
And I think that's another thing where it's like, I'm happy for Alan because Alan actually gets to do what he wants to do over there.
Yeah,
so I think
he's
that
on
makes
air
sense.
Guy. Hey, but that's the thing is like Alan only worked a few hours for us. Like he didn't, I think Alan probably would have been the best producer for us.
Misogyny.
If he got a chance to actually be the full role, but he only worked remote, so like we really didn't. Hassan was the best, hands down. Like he was just the best. And then everybody, and then Charlotte's the bottom for me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That sounds about right.
No, Charlotte's great. I don't know, because they're all this. This is my honest to God truth. They all have their pros and their cons.
Totally.
I couldn't really rank them because, I mean, I could, but like, it really depends on what we need. The producer role.
Exactly. Because if it's like technological errors, it's like, well, obviously Charlotte's never made.
I mean, that's the thing. Like, Stone's
notoriously
was
better than me at that. Yeah.
Stone, like, was so great.
So
at
data and he like never, he could run everything. Oriented.
There was not one technical error ever with this show. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Where, I mean, if
there's different categories, right, they would all be number one in different categories.
But like, we love you in the studio. You're great on the air. Like, where Stone didn't thrive on the air at all.
I'm
and
a
so
straight
it's like,
yapper.
You know what I mean? So I don't. Yeah. I don't know. It's hard to say. But I mean, you're definitely at the bottom.
Cool. I'm happy to be here.
All right. A lot to cover today. Actually, Charlotte just really gave us a great, this is what I'm talking about. Charlotte is great at content too. Gave us a really cool idea that we're going to give to you to explore in a couple seconds. So hopefully you can hang out for the whole podcast today. Jessica is back from jury duty. It was luckily just a half, how long were you actually there? Half day? Full day?
I was there for like over almost like 5 hours.
Which seems like a lifetime,
dude,
by the way.
It felt
it's
like
so
my
long.
Entire life.
Yeah, so long, so boring. Thoughts on jury duty. The very first jury duty too, which by the way is crazy to me.
I've never done it.
That you're 32 and you've never done jury duty. Charlotte, 28, never done jury duty. Really quick, YouTube.
When was the first time you did jury duty?
I'm
or
just
have
curious.
You not done it?
I've gone to jury duty 700,000 times in my life, or at
wait,
least been,
really?
at least been called for it, at least been called 10 times in my life. And so I'm wondering, like,
Celia's never done it and she's 42.
You've never done it before?
Okay, now to test my theory, follow-up question, have you moved around a bunch?
Okay.
Because I feel like
mid-50s, Marcy, never done it.
Never been called ever before, Marcy? That's so weird to me. I get called all the time.
But then Amber went when she was 22.
So I don't know.
I think it's all
know.
Over the place.
I'm
I think
not
that's
sure.
Fair.
It could literally be everywhere. So
okay, cool. Then I feel comfortable sharing my experience because mm-hmm. I feel like there's a lot more people that haven't done it than you may expect.
Before we get into your story, I feel like I don't want to ignore Erica's question because I feel like it's shady. We don't answer the question.
Oh,
why have we had so many producers? That's actually a really, really good question.
No,
I don't
that's
wanna,
totally
I,
a fair question.
I don't
why we have
that.
So many.
Yeah. It's really a lot. And I'm going to tell you, the number one reason is because we don't have a big producer budget. And that's really the biggest answer is because we don't have a lot of money to pay these people. And that's
the whole time that we had people, like, we were literally behind the scenes fighting to have an actual position.
Yeah.
So that's why we went through so many people, because they would find better opportunities along the way, which they clearly needed to take.
It's hard to
because
keep
because it was for their best interest.
I can't.
And they needed to do that.
I can't argue with it. You know, a Stone was our very first full-time person. Mm-hmm. And then he got a better opportunity to go work with his family. So it was like, we can't argue with that. And then now Charlotte's our second full-time person. So the first four names we mentioned were all part-timers.
Yeah.
So when you got part-time people coming in, it's like,
they're obviously going to go where they can get paid the money that they need to get paid, or a better, more secure situation.
Right.
So I think with the producer role, that's always been top of mind, and like we had to be very understanding, because like that's, people need to do what they need to do best for themselves.
Right.
Like,
I just didn't want to ignore that question because I think it's a very valid question of something we should talk about. Okay, Jess, jury duty.
Okay, so when I explained, because Tom was asking me about this too, and he even said that like this experience was different from what he had experienced too. And even for you saying you never had like the defendant and the plaintiff in front of you.
Once I actually got called into the courtroom, but usually it's just a cattle call and you sit there and they send you home. And
so you go into this like empty room and it feels like a classroom, but no desks. So you guys are just sitting in chairs, rolly chairs next to each other, which is super uncomfortable. That's, and like row for row for row.
It's as far as I get.
And then the judge comes in, and then with the people who are on the court case and their lawyers, and then they basically talk about the case at hand. And if I would have gotten put on a jury, I would have been there until at least a minimum next Monday. So I would have been gone this entire week and next Monday, minimum. And then what they do is the judge goes through a list of, and this is this process of her asking these questions was almost like 45 minutes of her asking questions about how you would feel even regarding towards like the defendant and the plaintiff, and like if you had bias against or for vice versa, and you had to stand up if the answer was yes. So you stand up and like the people are looking at you, like the lawyers are looking at you, like the defendant's looking at you, kind of thing. And I think some of the uncomfortable things were if you like how we were talking about it on air as if, and I guess I did see a lawyer on the text line, but I still don't want to like get in trouble because I remember the judge was saying you cannot talk about this to anyone else, like if you're on the jury.
Right.
But a lawyer on the text line said that I could give more information because if it's a public record, I could be allowed. But just because I'm still just going to use the apples and oranges analogy I was using earlier. So like apples was suing oranges for claiming something that oranges did to them. And a lot of the questions were like asking the jurors, like, have you ever had a bad experience with oranges? Anyone in your family? Like, have you ever had to file something similar to what apples is doing to oranges? Like all these things. Oh, this was interesting. Like, do you think Apple's case is legitimate just because it's made it to court? Like, are you or are you automatically going to go for Apple's? This was interesting as well. They were like, Apple's is an immigrant. Does that change the way you feel about? Yeah. And if you had to like stand up or not. And
did anyone stand?
No, no one stood.
That would have been so.
Yeah, that would have been crazy.
Honestly, though, I got to be honest. To get out of jury duty, some people may just be lying just to not have to fucking sit in a goddamn trial. You know what I mean?
That's true.
Like, you may fake racism just to not have to sit there for a whole fucking week.
Mm-hmm. I mean, I guess, but, like, I just don't know if anyone would honestly want to do that in that kind of room and, like, standing up like that. Because I think it's one thing to, like, check a box on a paper or online, but it's another when you're in that room and you're standing in front of all these people. And then the clerk goes up to you and it's like, what's your number?
Yeah,
number three is saying yes.
Yes to racism.
Number, you know what I'm
saying? It's like in the show Jury Duty. I'm sorry, I keep referencing this show, but it's literally so accurate. Like when the guy tries to get out of it by saying he's racist, and so then they like follow up and they're like, "You're," and he's like, "No, I'm so sorry.
Right, I'm like, just gonna get out of this."
Yeah. I will say too, like one of the ladies that worked there, like I had to ask her a question, and like some people would ask questions, but you could tell that she was automatically on the defense of people like trying to get out of it. So that interaction was like not the most pleasant. I literally was just asking where the bathroom was and if I would be allowed to get up if the judge was talking. Like, that's it. Okay. So that was like, queen, I'm chill.
Nobody wants to be there.
Yeah. Yeah.
Not one person.
I understand. But like, I think with the defense of it, like the energy that she gave me right off the bat, I was like, girl, like, I'm just trying. I've never done this before. I think she probably assumes like you too. Like, I've been here. I'm like, right. I literally don't know what I'm doing. I don't know where to go. Do I have an assigned seat? Can I eat my snacks? Like, I don't fucking know.
Can we be honest about the jury system? It's kind of a dumb system. Like, you trust us? Like, the just normal ass humans?
But the judge was saying that, like, we are one of the few that actually allow this, so it has a difference of opinions.
But, like, think about that, though. Like, who, me? Stephen Yancey? I'm supposed to, like, decide somebody's fate? Like, I'm not qualified to decide anything. I shouldn't even be deciding my own life. Like, to me, I think there should be professional jurors that understand
the legal system.
The legal system. Jurors. I mean, you know what I mean? Because like, I just think that like
ethics experts. Right. Or
something. Well, it's true. One of the questions was like, are you automatically going to vote for apples just right off the bat? And I was like, low key. Yeah.
You know what I mean? It's like, because people come in with their biases and like don't understand the law. And like, I don't know. I think the court system's kind of a screwy system. Anyway, back to Jess.
Yeah. So then after all that said and done, I got recognized twice.
No.
Yeah, so that was a little uncomfortable. And it was after the fact. It was like by two different employees at the court.
It was the defendant.
And they were like, no, at one point, everyone's like, do you know anyone in here? Like, do you know anyone in here? You have to ask the jurors. Like, are you friends with anyone in here? Do you know anyone in here? And everyone's like looking around. And I'm like, I think I'm cool. And then after the fact, and I think they probably had to wait probably just like for, I don't know.
Yeah.
But they're like, Jess, like, I know that it's you. And like, I was like, girl.
Hi.
Because then I told one of the ladies, the clerk.
That would instantly get you disqualified. You should have been like, oh my gosh, yeah, like everyone knows me here. I got to go.
No, she didn't. The clerk, I told the clerk, I was like, girl, like, I just did a photo shoot yesterday in my judge robe. Do you want to see? And she's like, yeah. And then I show her. And she told me, she goes, you should show the judge. I think she's going to love that. And I was like, should I? So that is a real ass conversation. She's like, wait, that's so lit. Like, you should tell her.
It's iconic.
And the only reason why I didn't tell her is because after everything, everything, after you like stand up and sit down in front of everyone and everyone knows how you feel, including the people who are on this case, and it's like really fucking uncomfortable.
Yeah.
You go into this like side quiet room, and I also wasn't prepared for this either. It's like a literal podium on a step, and you're in the middle of the room surrounded by everyone. So here's Apples and Oranges, their entire legal team, and then the judge is like right in front of me.
She's crazy.
And she's like, what medical question, like what is like the medical thing that you stood up for that might keep you from doing this? And I said, overactive bladder. And I had to say that in front of everyone, but it was a real thing.
Did you look at anyone's face when you said that?
Okay, listen to me. I swear to you, because I was like kind of taken back by the room. So when I walked in, I was like, oh, hi everyone. How's it? You know, I
because you didn't expect to have like, I thought, how many people in the room, more or less?
Okay, judge, the guy, the kind of like scary guy. I don't know if he was security, but like he was very, very serious. Okay,
yeah.
Him. And
security.
Then
the judge's security guard.
He was so, he's yeah. like, the oh, judge yeah. is coming. He was so
yeah.
serious.
Oh, yeah, they're tough.
And then over here is Oranges, and Oranges had a team of four different lawyers, and then on this side is Apples, and Apple just had one
Which
lawyer.
Feels unfair.
Dude, that's what I'm saying.
Like, ready. Yeah, they're
it's,
ready.
It's already uncomfortable. It's already uncomfortable. And I was like, hey, guys, like, how's everyone doing? And she's yeah. like, so you stood up for a lot of the questions. But
a lot,
before we,
all of them.
I stood up for a lot, because here was another thing. She goes, even if you think yes, I want you to stand up because that matters.
Yeah.
And then
like gut instinct.
Yes, exactly. So, and I was just being honest. And that's what sucks too. All these personal situations. Like, yeah, I've had a few sticky situations with Oranges, and I'm going to like be honest about it.
Yeah.
So then she's like, but first the question about like, is there a medical issue that could keep you from serving? And that's when I had to say, like, I have overactive bladder. And I don't know if you ever heard of OAB, but I have to pee. And I said, and honestly, I was fighting for my life in there, trying not to leave during the questions, because I knew that if I left, you would have to stop. So it was, and I said, I've never done this before. So if I'm able to go to the bathroom whenever I need to, like, cool.
Right.
But if I can't, then I can't do
wet
it.
Myself
and I said that. I said that. I literally was like, I mean, we're good, but if I can't do that, then like I cannot do this. And she's like, no. Like I like we and she looks around, she goes, clearly, like, we can't have her do that. So if she has to use the restroom. So I don't think it's she's like looking at everyone. I don't think it matters to ask her any other questions. And she's like, thank you for coming today. And then after that, they're like, they picked the jury. It was six people, two alternates. Mm-hmm. And then everyone sits up there and they're like, okay, the jury can go get lunch, but now the rest of you need to stay because we have to go see if other cases need jurors just in case.
So you had to stay?
Oh, I had to stay.
But even though they knew you couldn't serve.
We were, it doesn't matter. No one else was allowed to leave unless you were on the jury. And then they finally came.
That's a weird process.
Yeah.
Baltimore City, that's the last one I can remember doing. It's like you literally just sit in the room for a long time. And they're finally like, okay, everybody can go. It's like, oh, this is an annoying process.
And then after, one of the ladies that works at the desk, she's a listener. And she's like, oh my God, I knew it was you. And I was like, girl, I just had to tell them I had OAB in a room, like in front of everyone. Like, it was so embarrassing. She's like, it's okay.
It's fine.
Well, you might have not been able to serve, but in that photo you posted, you certainly served.
Hey.
Yeah, shout out to Garage Boy for doing my Judge Jess photo
that
shoot
was great.
The
was
day
so
before.
Good.
That was so lit.
They're so iconic.
God, only Jess can come away from a fucking jury fucking summon with with a photo shoot and six stories.
Yeah, I was like, hello?
Jess's very first...
Hopefully, when
well, you think you'd be on a list
back?
Now.
Will
you
they
think
call me back or no?
No, probably. I mean, in Baltimore City, I was every year.
Oh, I forgot Remember? About this. So at one point, they were like, "Is there anything that we should know that you don't think we know?" Or like, as far as occupation, and I put it online, but I wasn't sure.
Mm.
So I did. So I did like stand, and she was like, and I was like, I included this online, but I just want to make sure like I am in media. And she goes, oh no, we have that down. And I was like,
they go, we know, girl. Oh. Sit down. Like, but I have an overactive bladder. Like, okay, fine. But you would think if they, like, what are they going to do? Just keep bringing you in. And every time you're just going to be like, oh, I have overactive bladder. They're, okay, you can't serve over know. And over and over again. That also seems really
right.
fucking
can't
annoying.
Can't they put like a note in the system?
Right. There
like,
has to be a system. There has to be a system. For
I'm going to have to figure that out. Cause I did ask, I was like, are there bathrooms in the
right.
court?
Yeah.
Can I go use annoying. Them? No.
Okay. So Charlotte has a mission. That she is setting out on, but I think that what she's trying to do could be really interesting for all of us to attempt to do, and she'll explain this to you after the break. Hang on.
Every week on the Moth Podcast, you'll hear true stories that will intrigue you, inspire you, and make you laugh.
She said, is there anything and your diet that might be spiking your blood sugar. I said, sometimes I eat pizza until I'm unconscious. He said, I think that might be it.
For real stories live on stage from comedians, astronauts, accountants, farmers, and people just like you, follow and listen to The Moth wherever you get your podcasts.
It's like kind of petty, but why not? We should all strive, I guess, to be the best,
it's
right?
It's petty, but there's also an ethical reason behind it.
Okay.
Okay.
Explain.
So, guys, I need to become the most famous alumni from my high school. And not necessarily for the reason you would think. So, while I do love attention, you know, and such, the main reason that I need to become the more famous alumni from my high school.
It would kill you to make eye contact with me right now.
Is because I have to surpass Bryce Hall.
Bryce, and for those who don't know Bryce Hall, who is Bryce Hall?
Bryce Hall is a menace to society. He started out on Vine, I believe. And yeah. So just a little Howard High context.
Do we have a Bryce Hall song in the system? I'm sure we do.
I don't. Does
Wait,
he
this
do
is
songs?
A real person that went to high school
doesn't
with you?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. He dated Addison Rae for like years.
Doesn't he have a song? I thought, does Bryce Hall have a song?
It's spelled with a Y, not an I. I don't. I hope not. I think you're thinking of Logan Paul.
I think maybe I. No, Bryce. Maybe I don't. Okay.
Oh, wait. This guy. Oh, he's from Ellicott City. You went to high school
yes.
with this dude.
He was, I think, maybe 2 years below me. I didn't know who he was at the time. Like, I definitely heard his name before.
I do not recognize him, and I do not know who he is, though.
Okay.
If that makes you
so
feel
So we're
better.
Already off to an excellent start.
But you know who Charlotte Smith is.
Yeah,
that's
you
for
do.
Sure.
That's right. Mm-hmm. Okay. So I remember, like, hearing his name in high school, but, like, not because, like, people were like, ooh, like, it was like, oh, my God, look at this really cringe guy from our high school that keeps posting these, like, cringe videos. And the reason I feel fine talking shit on Bryce Hall is because he is a bad person. He is, like...
Wait, why do you say that?
Okay, first of all...
Careful, by the way, too. You're on
no,
a
no, no. This
record.
Is this is literally, like, I'm about to read this from... an article on okay. the internet. So in August 2020, Bryce Hall, a TikTok star, had his power and water shut off at his Los Angeles home due to multiple violations of public health orders related to large gatherings during the height of the COVID-19 pandemic.
Okay.
So he was actively throwing parties. Like, this is like
whenever I was like stay
like,
at home.
Like while like this like very seriously like while in New York City like bodies were being hauled off by like shipping containers.
Yeah.
Like it was disgusting. It was so sorry, not people dying. His behavior was, in my opinion, very disgusting to be hosting super spreader parties. So I just think
that's it.
No. There's more.
Okay.
I think first of all, that's setting a very bad example.
That was about that was like 70% of people back then too. Just FYI.
Like maybe of like the influencers,
yeah.
But like,
but go
I don't
on,
know.
Continue.
If that's like, if you know your fan base is mostly children, I just think that's a horrible example to set.
It's not great. For
he
sure.
would also make these like wildly misogynistic videos, like even dating back to high school. That's why people didn't like him. Like saying like really gross stuff about women. Like I would never date a girl who like fat, you know, stuff like that.
Yeah.
So I just think he is not a good.
Representation
role model representation of Howard High, and I think I would be a much better role model to, okay, maybe not by much, but I'm better than him.
So after high school, did he just move to LA and then that's
I
all
guess
the
so he
did...
like hangs out with like all the worst people in LA, like
okay,
like
but that's basically what happened. So this kid is like, he's like born and raised here, goes to Howard High, is like kind of sketchy and posting like sketch gross
sketch
videos
the
at
time.
The time on social media, graduates and just goes to LA.
Yeah, but he's like, oh, and oh my God, I forgot one of the main reasons. Wait, am I allowed to say something political?
I mean, you can, but
he was just like heavily endorsing Donald Trump, which like I don't rock with, but I also don't even think that's like
but some people
potentially
do.
His real beliefs. I think he just got paid a bunch to like go to these rallies and I'm like that's
to post
because he literally would like go to the rallies and be
no,
like
that was
it's
a thing
me with
no
you.
I mean on both sides I mean yeah. celebrities get paid to get to do that I
yeah
mean,
and I'm like usually like get your bag you know like
hold
get,
up
do an appearance
is this man gonna be at the reunion
Oh, no, he wasn't my year.
Okay.
And also he would be like, you so guys, wait, so, you little plebes. Like,
so you just feel like when you type in like Howard High School alumni.
I don't want that to be what like the we most are notable one.
No, I will say when I Googled his name, like the first thing that's education is Howard High.
Right.
Yeah.
So what? So you want to be known as like the most famous person to come out of that high school.
It doesn't even have to be me. He just needs to be dethroned. That's literally it.
Then shouldn't we hit up Google and ask if that can just get taken down so it's not the first thing people see when they Google his name? That's the first thing you see. So you see his photos, really? And then you scroll down, and
oh my God,
see Howard
wait,
High,
really
and
does.
Then you see Ella Kitt City. Yeah. So,
like,
so that's
what
you do see.
What would it take then for you to become more famous, you think, than him? Because honestly, I don't think he's that famous. I mean, he's not famous. I mean, I knew his name.
I have a goal.
But I think that I only knew his name because of Addison Rae.
I need to steal his girl. I think I need to have a bisexual power moment.
Who is he dating right
Addison,
now?
Well, he was dating Addison Rae, most famously.
Yeah.
Oh,
so
when
I
did
think,
they break up?
I don't know, a long time
this
ago.
Is, yeah, this is like,
oh.
this is
I
like
need
COVID.
Smooch
this is all so COVID.
Addison Rae.
Like, is he even somebody right now? I feel like you might actually be more famous than him right now, but just this podcast alone.
Well, 19 hours ago, there was an article about some beef he's having with 50 Cent. So unfortunately,
okay.
I do think he's still got me beat in that category.
Maybe you gotta start shit with 50 Cent then. I mean, maybe that's the thing.
He challenged 50 Cent to fight, so maybe I need to start challenging rappers to fight.
Maybe
I mean,
should...
if anyone's gonna troll anyone online, it is 50 Cent, so I think you might be winning here. If anyone's gonna do anything,
well,
it's probably 50 Cent.
Charlotte's also, I think, the last remaining person that still uses Twitter, X. You can go on there. Why don't you go on X today and just talk shit to 50 Cent and just see if maybe you guys could like...
But I want to be allied with 50 Cent.
You want to be ally? You want to be friends with 50 Cent?
Yeah, I think I want to be friends with 50.
I think that's the best side to be on. Well, this was interesting though, because I was curious. I don't know. Jess, do you know who the most famous person to come out of your high school was? Any idea? Like, I have no idea. So I asked ChatGPT.
Oh, yes, I do actually.
Asked the question. I was like, who is the most famous person to come out of Norcross High School in Georgia? And you can do this if you just go to ChatGPT and just type in like who was my I literally said famous alumni from Norcross High School. A lot of sports players I wouldn't even know if these people would actually be famous or not, so I couldn't tell you.
You're like, I don't know.
I'm like, I don't know. But you know who actually is from my high school is the lead singer from Seven Dust. Do you guys remember Seven Dust, the rock band?
Mm-mm.
You guys remember Seven Dust? I was like, holy shit. So that was also Chandler Massey, the Emmy-winning actor from Days of Our Lives.
I was going to say, that sounds familiar.
Yeah, also a famous alumni from my high school. So I'm like, okay.
You're kind of up there.
I mean, I just want to say, I'm surprised my name didn't show up there, but you know, we're getting there. Who's your
Did
famous?
You find out?
Wait, what the fuck?
What?
Ryan Coogler went to my high school?
Is Wait, this what?
That's the sickest thing I've ever seen in my life.
Who is that? I don't know who that is.
He directed Black Panther.
Oh,
and
wow.
And also Sinners, too.
Oh, wow. No idea. That's
Dude,
crazy.
That's fucking sick.
Wait,
yeah,
okay.
Cool.
You win, Jess. You win.
So off the bat, I did not know that. That's because I know he's from the Bay, and so he maybe like grew up sometime in Stockton. That's so fucking
sick. Yeah.
So I do know that there's a lot of athletes that has come out of my high school,
right.
Stockton, California, St. Mary's. Chelsea Gray, she is in the WNBA and plays for the Aces in Vegas. I knew
cool.
about that as well. One other person, he was actually in my class, Marlon Chan. He's a famous YouTuber and he does really, really well.
That sounds familiar.
Yeah, he does really well YouTube and TikTok and influencer and all that kind of stuff.
It's really interesting. You can go on ChatGPT and just ask who the famous alumni from your high school are, because it's like...
And then our principal, was it our principal or was it a... I should know this, but...
Like you'll
was
be,
it our principal? But he on the... Or was it our counselor? His side hustle was literally being the referee for the NFL.
That's cool.
And something
okay.
that was really, really freaking cool is like one of the kids that graduated from our high school, I think he was a little older than me, he made it to the NFL. And I remember watching this in real time. time where like he saw the player saw the, I'm going to call him my principal. No, he's not my principal. I really think it was my counselor. Like sees my counselor on the side of the field and they like embrace because he was like proud of him for like making it to the league.
That is
so
cool.
That's really cool. And sometimes like on Sundays you'd be like, oh shit, like there's Mr. Anomaly on TV.
Wait, that's so
that
funny.
That's funny when you like see them out, out doing stuff.
No, I do have to give a shout out to Alex Ohanian, who also went to my high school. Who's feel like that name's not like recognizable, but once you say, oh, he's married to Serena Williams. Wait, is it Serena Venus? No, it's definitely Serena.
Serena.
Yeah, I do have a really funny story about he actually got kicked out of my high school giving us a speech once, but that's a whole other story.
Going through some other famous people on just looking at YouTube.
Ta-Nehisi Coates. We read his book in one of my college classes. Oh my God, what is the book called? It's like Between the World and Me. I think he's local to like DC-ish area.
Okay.
At least now, but incredible nonfiction writer.
Maynard Keenan from Tool went to Marcy's High School. Celia says a few NFL players, an astronaut. That's kind of cool, but astronaut.
That is really cool.
Just roll through yours. So it just something to check out if you're looking for a weird chat GPT prompt. Just type in like famous alumni from your high school because there might be somebody kind of cool that went through. Well, good luck, Charlotte. Maybe
thank you.
You can I don't think it'd be that hard. It's not like you're working with somebody too. I mean, you know, these social media celebrities are so
he's like F tier. So I feel like
it won't take much.
It doesn't.
And he'll cancel himself pretty soon.
Much.
He's
been canceled like a few times.
I was gonna say, just like, give it another week and it'll pop up. Man, I had a friend tell me something that was like the realest / most heartbreaking thing about myself. And when I tell you this comment about my dating life, I don't think you're going to be able to disagree with it, even though it hurts. And we'll do it right after this break, okay?
Looking for something smart, soulful, and full of heart? I'm Jen Hatmaker, host of For the Love, the podcast where we talk about what really matters, love and family, faith and purpose. Every week, I'm joined by incredible guests for honest conversations that invite all of us to live with more intention, more laughter, and more connection. Join us on For the Love wherever you get your podcasts.
Like, I'm not saying this is not true. But this statement was so, I had to write this one down because it was so like, hang on my notes.
You wrote this like during the phone call?
No, it was in person. I was like, wait,
and then you wrote it down.
And I wrote it down in my notes because I was like, wait, say that again. Because it was like so real that I was like,
oh God.
I don't even know that I disagree with you. You ever hear things about yourself that are so fucking painful, but like so true that you're like, fuck, like I don't even know how to disagree with you. This is almost so true that I don't even know where to go with this. I was hanging out with a friend last weekend and she literally said to me, I wanted to get it right word for word. She goes, you've been single so long, I don't think you know what to do with a relationship if it showed up. You've been single so long, I don't think you know what to do with a relationship if it even showed up.
Oh, so is she saying like if someone came into your life that could be potentially like a good experience, you
wouldn't even know how to recognize it anymore because you've been single for so long and like you have this single guy mentality that
or does she mean like you just or maybe even like not even being able to like be outside of like your routine
right.
of your life
like you because I always like you know like sit here I'm like oh I can't find anybody I don't know why I can't she's like you won't even know what it looks like anymore. Like you've built this single life up so much. She's like, I don't think you'd even know what it looks like anymore to like be in a relationship.
Interesting.
Because you've been single for so long. She's like, it was almost like I don't want to say it was like a intervention, but it was almost like an intervention right. of like
saying,
I don't think that like you even know what that would look like anymore.
Yeah. Like maybe the things that you think are like non-negotiables and boundaries are really like walls that are closing you
kind
in.
Of like, just like you, like you just say, oh, I'm single. Like, there's nobody out there.
And I'm not going to do this.
Right.
That,
but
third.
Like if somebody perfectly, let's just say that the most amazing woman walked in right now. And I started thinking about this and I started thinking, man, like, what would I do? Like, what would I actually do? And this is just real ass talk. What would I actually do? let's say all these things I'm like, are not even if every non-negotiable thing, check the boxes, chemistry worked, everything was flawless. What would I even do with it?
Like, would you want to give up the life that you have, you think?
Like, would I, what would, how would my life even look in a relationship anymore?
Mm-hmm.
Does that make sense? Like, I don't, I don't even know what life looks like, even like dating someone seriously, let alone moving in with somebody, let alone.
Like coexisting, but also like taking them into account in any kind of way.
She kind of ate you up.
You know what I mean?
Like,
I don't even know that. And at first I was like, kind of like my feelings kind of got hurt.
I don't think she was saying it to you to like hurt your feelings. I think she was just like bringing it to your attention.
Just in the sense of like, I don't think you would even know what that would, what your life would even look like that anymore. And I was like, damn, like, I don't, I think that I've officially hit a threshold to where like, I don't.
So what does that mean?
I'm like a little bit scared, to be honest with you. If I'm being like 100% honest, like it kind of scared me because I feel like I still want it.
Mm-hmm.
Like hypothetically, I would still want a relationship.
Yeah.
But I really don't even know what that would look like.
I think that's good. At least it shows you that like you still are open to the idea, because I feel like if maybe she said that and you were like, I still don't give a fuck, like I'm not gonna do this, and you know what I mean,
right? That's true.
I feel like if your first reaction was like, it is what it is,
right?
Like, I think, which also is fine as well.
Sure.
Like that's also okay if that's what you wanted, but right. It's not. So I think because it like brought out a feeling in you where it was like it kind of jolted you back, and it doesn't, and that kind of stuff is not meant to be offensive. It's just meant to be like, hey, I think you're just so in it that I don't know if you can see outside what's going on really. And sometimes when you're so close to it,
it like almost seems crazy to me now. Like the idea of like, let me tell you how far I think I can like see myself going.
Mm.
Like I could see myself going on dates again. Like that's fine, that's normal. Like I've been on way more dates than I've even let you guys on to, right? So like that's fine.
That's also like the easy part.
That's dating's fine.
Yeah,
dating one person exclusively, sure, I could do that.
But what is the tone? What does that freak you out? What freaks you out about that?
Because I haven't done it. I haven't done it in 7 years.
You do look like you have like the heebie-jeebies just talking about it.
Yeah, even saying that. What is weird about, why are you saying that?
Because I had to be honest with myself. Could I do that anymore? Mm. I haven't done it in 7 years, so I have to really think about it.
Do you mean as far as being exclusive as in like not being allowed to speak to other people? Is that what you mean?
Yeah.
Okay.
I had to really think about like, could I do that? Like, I had to really feel it in my body. Could I do that? Yeah, I could do that. Okay. Sure. Moving in with somebody.
Mm-hmm. You don't like that. You don't know.
Now you see my body.
So I think.
I don't know. I don't know.
I think.
I don't know if I
can
do that.
Your friend was on to something, because I do remember how weirded out I was when you told me that you only let people come over to have sex.
Yeah.
Like, I finally have been able to put into words, I think, why that causes alarm for me.
Okay.
Because I think, at least with like romantic stuff, I almost feel like,
and put up pictures in his house. Other than that, then he won't let anyone over.
Yeah, I feel like
that was the only time.
You're either working. Either way, you're working.
Either way, you're performing a fucking service.
I feel like
if you're not performing, you're leaving.
Leaves the conversation. I'm like, anyways. Any fucking way.
If you're not performing a service, you're out.
I was gonna say, I feel like, I saw a video about this recently, so I can't take credit for this idea, but it was talking about how a lot of people confuse self-care and like protecting your peace with self-isolation, and how that can be very dangerous.
It's true.
And I understand why you do that. And I don't think you do that with friends, because you're very good at hanging out with friends. But like, I do think there is something good to be said about like letting people into your space, like not just like your physical space.
But that makes you uncomfortable.
Yeah.
I think I hate people in my house.
Literally hate it. There's something there. Like,
I know. And there probably is. Honestly, I will tell you the house thing. Honestly, I have a lot of host anxiety.
Mm.
When people come to my house, I always just feel like, are you having a good time? Like, what do we need to be doing? I just, this is really like, I don't know, it really makes me anxious of like wanting to like perform and like make sure that everyone's having a good time. Like, what else can I be doing? It just, I don't know. There's just really this massive amount of anxiety, making sure everyone's having a good time and like, blah, 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 blah.
But I feel like that makes someone potentially moving in someday that much harder when you place that like hard wall that no one you love can.
I know. It's weird. It's weird. Just the idea of living with someone again is really, I think that's like where my line is right now. The idea of someone moving, like either way, like it just, that's like, and so like when she said like, I don't think you know what it would look like anymore. And I'm like, I don't know. I can't see it past that line of like moving in with somebody anymore. And then let alone like.
Are you also afraid that like, once if you switch gears and start dating, and whether it becomes exclusive or whatever that means for you, how that's going to affect you on air? Do you have like PTSD of going through that?
You mean have to talk about like breaking up again?
I mean together, breaking up, whatever.
In what sense?
I think in a lot of ways, I feel like you, like being single and like the single stories have become such a big part of your life on air.
Oh, you mean like changing all the stories and stuff?
That, and then also too of how dramatic in public the separation and divorce was.
There's definitely a lot of PTSD with
so
that.
So it's kind of like, does that also play a role?
Yeah, I won't lie. There is definitely, I don't tell y'all about things a lot of times.
Well, duh.
Because like the people I actually care about, I don't tell you about them typically until they're over.
Right.
Because
right.
I just, I don't, there's definitely like this level of PTSD.
Mm-hmm.
It's like either if I tell you about them, I probably don't care that much about them.
And you guys have already like been
Or it's already over.
Yeah.
So it's like, it's this weird thing of like, I don't know. I shared too much of my divorce that like I wish I wouldn't have.
Mm-hmm.
And it hurt and it sucked. And I don't want to go through. So you're right. There is a level of, it was embarrassing. It was like, it was just a lot. It's a lot. You know, with what we do, it's like, it was a lot.
Mm-hmm.
So yes, am I worried about sharing something and then having to take it back? I am. Is it debilitating? No.
It's not?
No. It's not preventing me from doing it,
mm-hmm.
but I definitely don't share people that I'm excited about.
I mean, but that's fair though.
Right.
I don't think that's a wrong thing. I think anyone who's in the public forum does that for protection.
Until it's a thing, but it's just not becoming a thing for for other reasons than that. You know what I mean? So I don't know, man. We'll see. Stay tuned, everybody. Maybe year 8's going to be the year.
No, I'm proud of you that you're like thinking about it though, because I feel like that's like how you're gonna end up.
You still care
figuring that out.
Yeah, I care. And like again, I think the problem is too is I don't mind being single. That's a scary place to be sometimes. Like I'm fine. Like I'm actually thriving really well right now, making friends and just like enjoying it. And I don't know. So
is that wrong though? I feel like you. Yes. Like what is? How long has it been?
7.
Okay, but like.
The big one, the big 07, baby.
I mean, yeah, but as far as like you actually like thriving and being single and exploring that, like what, the last year, maybe not even, dude.
No, nothing's wrong with it.
That's what I'm saying.
You
I
know
feel
what's
like,
odd?
Yeah, you can say like the number 7, but I still don't.
I wasn't really thriving until the last year.
Yeah, exactly.
No, honestly, no bullshit. Even though the health stuff's still annoying, probably the happiest I've been in a long time, the last 6 months.
Dude. So I feel like I don't want that number to like scare you because I feel like I think that's fair of what she said.
Yeah.
But
not that it needs to be a negative.
No, I don't think it's a negative at all. But I also don't think that needs to be like a rush to decision making because you've really only started like living the life that you have now for 6 months.
It's true. So I think I got 7 more years ahead of me. I'm just now enjoying it. You know what I mean? I mean, it's true. I mean, I'm really just enjoying being single without trying to like seek validation within like the last 6 months.
Dude, seriously.
So I'm not going to have somebody else come in here and screw this up.
Yeah. No, I feel like, isn't that what everyone always says? It's like, once I finally stop looking,
I know, and
happens,
that's what I'm scared of. Like, wait, no, it's good now. Hang on. No. Don't come screw this up now, please.
No, but it shouldn't be looked at as screwing it up. That's the thing, too.
So how are we going to get you to stop being so scared? We're going to have a Mario Party night at Creamer's. Yay! When?
No one's coming
over. Sleepover. Okay.
Yeah, no. You gotta,
we're all gonna perform some tasks.
Let me know how you can perform a task at my house, and then you can come over. Just let me know. Do you paint? Like, what do you do? You gotta do something. All right, y'all. Thanks for being here. It's fun. Fun show today. You know where to find us, but if not, let's do a quick reminder. We'd love to catch up with you somewhere else this week. Jess, where we find you?
Jess Do It, JESSDUITT on all social platforms, and my podcast, Life in Bloom.
Charlotte.
I am at PTSD Diva, and I'm at 2K right now. Bryce Hall, Instagram. He is at, hold please, 6.7 million. So we're doing really well.
We just need
oh, I'm not good at math. 5 million and then some change.
Yeah. Basically 6 million. Okay. What's up, Queen Pam? Hi, sorry. Good to see you as well. What's up? What's up, Carly? Good to see you guys too. Thanks for hopping in here.
Thank you.
I'm that guy Kramer on Instagram. Got a podcast called Certified Mama's Boy. We're done. Thank you so much. See
Bye.
Everybody next week, right? We're back next week. We're here for a while. Goodbye.
Bye.
Hi, I'm PJ Vogt, and I want to tell you about my podcast, Search Engine. We try to make sense of the world, one question at a time. No question too big, no question too small. We will even answer your questions if you send them in. Stuff like, what happens when a cemetery goes out of business? What should we do about teens using AI to do their homework? Who buys luggage at the airport luggage store? Follow and listen to Search Engine in partnership with Odyssey, wherever you get your podcasts.